This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, to be a Democrat today. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I know you. Oh, there are worse things you could wish on people. No. The worst thing you could possibly wish on somebody right now is to say, I hope you're a Democrat. I hope you wake up and you're a Democrat. The nightmare of waking up to utopia under Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to it, is the Kevin Jackson Show. Utopia under Trump. See, they thought Obama was going to deliver them utopia. You know, all the world be full of unicorns and rainbows and pots of gold and little leprechauns and, I don't know, maybe even a Guatemalan midget or two. Yeah, they thought Barack Obama was going to do that. And even if you believe that Barack Obama is the reason that we're experiencing this utopia, this euphoria, you'd have to hate, as a Democrat, that there are people out there giving credit to Trump for Obama's moves. How dare they? Which begs the question, why couldn't we have this euphoric feeling, this utopia, during the time of Obama? Did he need more time? In the time of Reagan, when he inherited one of the worst economies ever, which is what Trump inherited, by the way, but Reagan got his from Carter. He struggled his first 2 years because the Democrats fought him. And eventually, in the 2 years after that, he got elected. Trump ain't even struggling his first 2 years. The next 2 years, I predict, are going to be even better. And we're going to go into the 2020 election time with people going, with the Democrats, the decision is, do we even want to run somebody? Yeah, I would hate to wake up and be a Democrat today. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I will repeat, the nightmare of waking up to utopia under Trump. The economy being credited with Trump. Now, I know there are a lot of naysayers out there, these leftists, that say, Kevin, it is Barack Obama's economy and the reason why Trump is doing this. Okay, well, explain this to me. 381,000 manufacturing jobs created under Donald Trump in the first year and a half. 17,000 manufacturing jobs lost in the last year alone by Barack Obama. I don't know how many jobs, maybe we should look that up. How many jobs did Barack Obama lose in manufacturing in his entire presidency? It was a lot. Donald Trump has brought back 381,000 high-paying manufacturing jobs, an industry that Barack Obama said we couldn't bring back to America, and the new norm was they were going out the door. If you want to credit this economy, this utopia to that, good for you. But many people don't. And like I said, it's not a good way to wake up when you're a Democrat, because at some point, you're going to gain some sanity. And you're going to say to yourself, you know what? It is Donald Trump's economy. I wish I could take this credit away from him. However, it is his economy that's doing this. It is not the policies of Barack Obama. When you take $2 trillion of onerous paperwork, BS bureaucracy away from companies, and they can put that money to work in doing real things, R&D, raising wages, getting better employees, yeah. I mean, you'd want to talk about a renaissance, if you will. In business, it's come under President Trump. That's $2 trillion. Then when you looked at he gave 15%, I mean, I don't know if you guys understand what margins some companies run on. Some companies run on margins of, you know, 5%. It's not a well-structured company, but there are many that it's razor thin. They're always looking for creative ways to get money back, through paying a little early, rebates, whatever. But they run on razor-thin margins. Donald Trump gave them 15%. There are companies that 15% is a banana. I mean, I can't even tell you how big of a bonanza it is to get that money back. That's huge. Imagine you're running on 10% margin, and Donald Trump says, oh, tax break, 15%. Now you run at 25% margin. You're a $100 million company, and you just got another $15 million that you can go do something with year after year. You know how many people you can employ? How much capital equipment you can buy? You can start planning stuff with that kind of money. And a $100 million company is not big. Take that to the billion-dollar range. You just got $150 million back into your coffers for the next 8 years. What are you going to do? Just saying. What if you're a $50 billion company? We have lots of them. $50 billion. You're going to put, you know, 15% of that money back into your economy. $750 million a year back into your economy, into your company. Are you kidding? That's astronomical. No wonder these guys were giving back rebates and doing things and putting incentives in. And here's the big word that people don't talk about. But when you deal with this from a management consulting perspective, there's a thing called change management in a company. And it's embracing the new thing. And usually the new thing is supposed to be good for you. It's a new IT system or whatever. And they teach you how to use it. And it's kind of a pain because you're used to the old stuff. In this case, change management is, guys, we have a lot more money. We've got instant profitability. Imagine if you were at a 1% margin. Or maybe you were losing a little money. You were struggling. Now you got 15% back. You're profitable. You can start looking at ways to run your business better. Those companies that were on the line, they are looking at Donald Trump going, man, thank God you're here. And here's what's interesting. You haven't felt it. This stuff hasn't hit the economy yet. People haven't started. They've started it, but you haven't. It hasn't hit to where you can say, "Ooh, it's a realizable thing I can see now." With respect to, you know, what this is going to mean for the economy, that's still coming. You wonder why Trump's approval ratings are 50% in this country, while Macron is 36%, Theresa May, Britain 30%, Merkel 29%. I mentioned this earlier, despite a global adversarial media, Trump is trouncing his so-called competition and what people think about it. That should make leftists really scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Change we can truly believe in. Donald Trump has changed politics forever. I'm referencing an article written by Victor David Hansen, a really great writer. I think he writes at a town hall, I don't know where, but really, he nails this. He nails it. He's saying that the left has nowhere to go. They can't come back from the attacks on Trump. If they were to ever get back into power, and they will at some point, I mean, that's just the way the worm turns. But if we play our cards right, it won't be for a long time. I'm not going to go out and do pull one of these LBJs like, we'll have them crackers voting Republican for the next 100 years. I'm not going to go there. But the fact is, if we play our cards right, I could see 20 years of us keeping control. I really could. Because we're on a hot streak. Now, the world is the problem. The world has gone crazy, mad, leftist, progressive. And the better we do, sometimes it's not going to reflect as good on them. And that would be our problem. Jealousy. 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 Is that a song? That's a song, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. jealousy. And the world has a reason to be jealous of us. I mean, we have it all. If we did it correctly, if people just, look, I'm not saying bow to the old great Donald Trump. I will do that to no man. But I'm saying, if you work with this guy, there's no telling what we could accomplish as a nation. Seriously. That's what scares the left. Now, Victor David Hansen goes on. Liberals who now warn of Trump's war on the press. Long ago, Eric Holder's monitoring of the AP, the Associated Press reporters, and Fox News' James Rosen. Then they had no problem with John Brennan lying under oath when he claimed that Obama's CIA had not monitored the computers of Senate staffers. He would lie brazenly again under oath about drone collateral damage and his role in seeding the Steele dossier. Likewise, they snoozed after the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, lied to Congress in his denial of government surveillance of U.S. citizens. Both were seen at the time to be useful liars. Their partisanship and exemption from any consequences for past lying under oath led to lucrative cable news gigs, proof as it were, of their innate Trump hatred. Their legacy is that their lying under oath now is not a sin, much less illegal. That's why I told you folks, if I'm ever brought before a court, I'm going to pull all this information and say, look, I'm a woman. You can't do it. I'm Guatemalan. I'm a midget. You know, I'm an oppressed group. Oh, and by the way, you can lie. In the scheme of things today, you can lie and cheat and steal and all that and be okay. So I'm going to go, yep, I'm all of that, except I'm an oppressed group and you need to leave me alone. I won't ever see the inside of a prison or gulag or anything else. So Hansen goes on. So much for civil liberties. When Trump appeared on the national scene, an all-out assault on civil liberties followed in a matter that is now irrevocable. The left destroyed for good the idea that progressives are the protectors of constitutional freedoms. That's what they wanted themselves to be touted as. We protect people, man. We don't let people mess with the downtrodden. Nothing could be further from the truth. Then he goes on to say, if fear of Trump, I think he meant to say in fear of Trump, some connected with the National Security Council under Obama helped to surveil American citizens, unmask them, and leaked their names to the press. The press, hand in glove, complied in spreading such unsubstantiated dirt. And that's what it is. It is dirt. It's just like, it's gossip. The press is down to gossip. I respect the Globe and the National Enquirer more than I respect the New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Trib, whatever. I respect stupid magazines or periodicals over these other guys. He says, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice flat out lied in her denial about her involvement in unmasking. Then the Obama FBI and Justice Department officials deliberately misled FISA courts on the premise that spying on American citizens, even with flimsy or fabricated evidence, was okay as long as it neutered the Trump candidacy and his presidency. Now, had they told the justices something like, we present as justification for these warrants of surveillance opposition research compiled on candidate Trump, paid for by Hillary Clinton during the present campaign, there's no way they would have gotten permission to spy on these citizens. Now, no one again will have as much confidence either in the FISA courts or any rationale for spying on any American citizen. I know I don't. If you tell me, oh, it was a FISA court, that's supposed to be, they made that court sound sacrosanct. Like, man, there's no way they would ever do the wrong thing. It's like the Supreme Court. It was bigger than the Supreme Court. He says they will logically assume FISA requests are political efforts to spread dirt on the opposition. In the fashion that we now have no idea in the era after Lois Lerner what prompts an IRS letter in our mail. The letter of an Obama administration is that if one is not progressive and loud in the public sphere, he may well be monitored, audited, or investigated. I totally believe that. I lived for 8 years under the notion that these guys are going to come do something, confiscate something, try to put me in jail. He goes on to say these reputations are stained beyond repair. The FBI may not recover its reputation. Certainly the brand of its Washington office is shredded. Watching new director Christopher Wray stumble about to reassure us that his reforms inspire about as much credulity as a pre-war French general touting the invincibility provided by the Maginot Line. The Maginot Line was a trench. And the idea that it's impenetrable. I mean, a good long jumper could jump it. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. He says the left more or less has canonized a parade of disreputable FBI officials. God, why am I struggling with English? Oh, Peter Strzok violated almost every canon of professional conduct in his personal comportment, in his blatant prevarication about his own text messages, and in his dogged pride in his conflicts of interest in using his authority to pursue a political agenda. His superior, Andrew McCabe, according to the Inspector General, likewise lied on several occasions. So did former Director James Comey, who, when he denied under oath the prominent role in the Steele dossier and the FISA warrant applications, leaking a classified government memo, with the expressed intent of prompting a special counsel investigation, is not what FBI directors do. Nor do they deliberately set up a president by not informing him that base accusations against him are a result of opposition campaign hit pieces subsidized in part by the FBI. FBI directors don't politicize investigations in the manner in which Comey warped his conduct towards Hillary Clinton on the rationale she would be elected. Comey alone had pretty much destroyed any idea that in the near future the FBI office can again be trusted. What do you want me to say? I can't argue with this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Republicans are reportedly planning to come back to the woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault with a new offer to testify Wednesday and answer questions from a special counsel. The new offer would have the woman testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday and then give Kavanaugh a chance to respond. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was at the Value Voters Summit. He seems very confident that Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
You've watched the fight. You've watched the tactics. But here's what I want to tell you. in the very near future, Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
The 26-year-old woman who killed three people at a Rite Aid distribution center before turning the gun on herself had a history of mental illness. That's what police said in a news conference today. The woman was a temporary employee at the distribution center and used a 9mm Glock handgun in the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's funny, every time I look at like a quote from some crazy white leftist, I don't want to say I feel sorry for white folks, but I do see your problem. I really do. Bill Kristol, who's no more than a leftist, here's what he tweeted. I've been looking at some polling cross tabs. And I've got to say to my fellow white men over 55, you're a great disappointment to me. On the other hand, it seems fitting and consistent with the American story that women, minorities, and young people now step up to save the republic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, man, where do you start here? Here's the first thing I want to tell you. White people, you don't need my protection. I don't offer it. I offer my protection as a human being, and I'm going to bring sanity to a discussion that sorely needs it. So Bill Kristol is looking at polling cross tabs. And I don't know where this polling comes from, but he's determined that it's going to be women, minorities, and young people who save the republic. Well, okay, isn't that always the case? Is there something new here? See, as a conservative, when I look back on the forming of the republic, it took all of us. It wasn't just white men who were building the republic. It was a lot of people. Now, times have certainly changed, but what is Bill Kristol even talking about here? If you take a conservative point of view, the republic is fine. The problem with Bill Kristol and most of these other folks is they spend far too much time listening to these polls that are done in universities and in the media. They're leftist dominated polls, and he's going to quote it. He won't tell you that, yeah, I've done some cross polling cross tabs. I mean, you can't say it in Twitter. It's only 280 characters, but I don't care what the polls are. I know human nature. I know what people are willing to do, and I also know stupidity. This Asian girl who works for the New York Times, a blatant racist, hates men, particularly white men, and they hired her and used the excuse of, oh, she was joking. Well, Imus was only joking. Papa John's, he was only joking. Anybody, Paula Deen, she was only joking. I mean, is that your excuse? It is such a blatant double standard, it's insulting. It's insulting. How do you put up with it, white folks? Seriously, tell me. Somebody tell me. I don't want to go James Brown and need a handkerchief and have to get my robe, but I don't, and because I don't want to preach. I just want to find out what is it that you could possibly be thinking. Bill Kristol has done nothing to anybody black. You, the average person listening to my program, let me tell you what you've done. You've done nothing but show love and outreach to everybody in the community. And if you happen to see a young minority kid, you take even more special interest. You want to know why? Because you probably noticed that they didn't have as much. That's what happened to me. White folks are like, man, that's a good kid. You know, he could go the right way. I want to do something to make sure he goes the right way. Isn't that what we do for our kids? Isn't that what we want? Well, I mean, that's what I want to do for mine. I don't know about you. I want my children to have an advantage. You know, I'll put it in a different way. When I see a young kid, it doesn't matter what color they are, and I see potential in them, I want to work with them. I want to help them. If it happens to be a minority kid, I'll be honest. I want to help. I don't want to say even more, but there's a longing to do it because you say, wow, if I could turn this kid around, maybe it'll help in the bigger picture. It isn't Kevin's wanting to help a black kid or a Latino kid because he's a racist. No, I see the problem being more pervasive in a minority community, so it makes me want to help more. That's the same with you. It isn't a racial thing. You see it as, I want to do more because if that kid turns around, he may turn around five or six people in his community. A white kid gets you help. He's going to help himself, but he may not turn around as many people. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So Bill Kristol's got a guilt trip going. He's over 55. He's going, we got a debt, man. We've done some bad things in America. I would love for Bill Kristol to explain to me, what is it that's so bad that he believes white men over 55 have done in this country? What have you done? Look, you want to go back in the bowels of time, go for it. It doesn't matter what culture you go to. Every male has a price to pay if you go look at the culture. We've been the dominant gender, and we've imposed that will on people and of all cultures. I mean, that's just a fact. I was watching this stuff on the Trojan War in Helen of Sparta. The Greeks came in and conquered Sparta, and Helen was the prize given to Menelaus. And the other women, they doled out women to the generals, you know, to the soldiers. I mean, that was the cost of war. When the guys would be ready to fight, you know, if we don't win, they're going to rape our women and they're going to kill our children. You know, they were thinking of, we're done. Our history is over. That would make you fight pretty hard, wouldn't it? So you have this, it's a creed, man. This is this thing, it's a warring concept that, you know, that's going on and on and on. And it's gone on for millennia. And so you want to blame white men for that? It's men of all cultures. God, it's just amazing to me how myopic the left is. Oh, it's a white man. How so? White men ventured to this country, founded it, found that the people who were here, the indigenous, didn't like them, and there was a fight, and the white man won. Yeah, the white man won. And then he civilized the doggone place. He did it. He civilized it. I don't know what America would have looked like under the Indians, and I'll tell you something else. I don't even want to know, because it wouldn't be this. Go anywhere. Look, consider where most people in the world want to live. And before you even consider that, consider this. Roughly 65 million people are refugees on the run from somewhere. They're not running from white countries. They're running from countries of color. So using that as your backdrop, these people, mostly Muslims, are running from countries of color, Africa, Middle East, etc., Central America, and they're migrating. Here's a funny one to think about as a factoid. You got all these Central Americans who speak Spanish. They have to traipse through Mexico. Where are they going? To the United States, where we speak mostly English. So they're skipping right over a sister country where Spanish is spoken. They could communicate freely. I mean, not freely, but you know, easily. They could communicate easily. and they skip right through that country and come right to our borders because they want to come in. That because the white man is so bad? I mean, what? This is ridiculous to me that we're even having this discussion. Central Americans are not wanting to go to Mexico. They only want permission to go through Mexico so they can get here to this dominant white country, which isn't even dominant white country. That's another thing that's irritating. So now let's go back to the question I was going to ask before. Consider where all these people want to go. They don't want to go to Mexico. They want to go to societies built by white folks. Every time black people threaten me, Kevin, we're going to kick you out of the black race. First of all, you can't kick me out of the black race. You can talk about it all you want, but you ain't kicking me out. Well, you can't come to our house party. Okay, fine. Yeah, you just added 10 years to my life expectancy. Don't try to threaten me. I don't need to come to your stupid party. Look, me and one of my friends were talking about it the other day. And I'm not trying to be racist about it, but if I never hung around another black person my entire life, I wouldn't miss it. I won't look at, oh my gosh, black people don't like me. I don't give a crap what black people think about me. There's plenty of other people that like me. You don't like me? No problem. I'll go with these people. Oh, when the war comes, they're going to get you. Okay, you keep thinking that. Where do you want to go? You going to flock to Venezuela? You going to go to Cuba? Where do the people want to go? All these refugees, they go to Rwanda, Ethiopia, Yemen, Tunisia? Huh? El Salvador, Bahrain? Where are you going? None of them want to go to any country of color. They all want to come over to the white country. And then you know what they want to do? They want to complain. They want to complain. Oh, the white man did this. White man. Like Bill Crystal. A white man over 55 did nothing to me. Look at all those 65 million refugees and ask yourself, what did a white man over 55 do to them? Nothing. But a bunch of brown people of all ages did stuff to them. And people want to make you racist for pointing this out? Are you kidding? It's ridiculous. Bill Crystal, grow up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the...
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Crowd survey, it'll be fun. We'll all get to know each other. Okay, we'll start off cats and dogs. So just clap if you're more of a cat person. Just a couple of cat people, one dude, that's cool. And clap if you're more of a dog person. More of a dog crowd. Good to know. See, it's easy and fun. This next one, just like the 1, 2, 3, 4. Just the one racist. Didn't know where the racist is. It's usually one. And clap if you like black people. Okay, equally racist. Everybody who didn't clap won that round. Who's a racist?
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, and I gotta tell you, I love the discussions around race. You guys know this. I love these discussions. I really do. And I've told you many times, the most racist, vile people on the planet are the American liberal. They are by far the most racist people. And the reason why I tell you that is, one, they're just blatantly racist. Some of them are just blatantly racist. And they work so hard to cover it up. They really do. They disguise it in all these so-called good deeds that they do. They're blatantly racist. They're bigoted, racist. They're all the phobics you know. Seriously. And then they're the worst kind because in many cases they don't even know it. Some of these youngsters that are like, well, we've got to help black people. And I'm like, why? Why? First of all, who usually helps somebody? When you have to help somebody, you are in a position of superiority, right? If I'm going to go help an old lady, it's because she's unable. I'm superior physically than she is, so I'm going to carry her groceries because I see her struggling or whatever. That's what help is about. It's a showcase of I'm capable of doing something you probably aren't. Or I need to get you over the hump because you can't do it by yourself. So when you're deciding you're going to help somebody, you have to understand you're coming at it from a position of you can't do it. Now, you might be coming out of it from a position of you can't do it right now. So let me help you temporarily because maybe you're carrying 3 bags of groceries when you should only be carrying 2. I'll help carry 1. And I'm going to be on my merry way. You can finish it and you can do whatever. Just don't try to carry 3 next time and then I'll move on, right? That's not the way liberals help. Liberals will say, you can't carry all those groceries. And then they'll come help you. And then they'll pretend that you couldn't do it without them, but they're never coming back to help. It isn't because they don't think they think you're going to carry 3 every time because they think you're stupid. That may not be the best analogy for it, but you'll get it. They're blatantly racist. They're horribly racist. And it takes people like me to tell them, hey, first of all, you know, when you come to help me, you need to come at it from the standpoint of there by the grace of God go I. Not, oh, shoot, I better help you because you're too stupid to help yourself. See, there's a difference. Just making a point of clarification here. And what gets me is every time they say it, you guys think I'm kidding you. Every time they bring up the reason that they need to help black people are discriminated against. Really? Are we? Are all of us? Because I'm telling you right now, I don't feel it.
But Kevin, you're not normal.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to tell me? Huh? You telling me I'm not like all other black people? What are you trying to say? You taking me out of the black condition? Because I can certainly give you my creds.
Well, that's not what I mean.
And you get them twisted. See, because when you say, well, there's institutional racism against black people. No, there isn't. And by the way, where there is institutional racism, it's where you are. It's in academia. It's all the things where you believe you're discriminating against me, I can point you to a government agency that allows it to happen. So they're just completely intolerant. They are completely oblivious to the notion of their racism, which makes them the most vile racists on the planet. Because even when you point it out and you say, well, prove that. Prove that point that that cops kill more black people than they do anybody else. Prove it. Because I'm going to give you the numbers. Prove to me that black people cannot succeed in America, and show me the racism that allows everybody else of all other colors to be successful except blacks. Show me that. They can't show you that. Anyway, let me show you about racism of the left, and I'm going to talk about the Microsoft bot that was called Tay. Because the intolerant left struck again, and it was against Microsoft. So what? Microsoft's owner, Bill Gates, is one of the world's biggest leftists. That doesn't make him immune to attacks by other leftists. No, 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 no. So Microsoft, and they create this artificial intelligence bot, and they named it Tay. Now, the first big mistake made by Microsoft in making this bot that they were going to introduce on Twitter was naming the doggone thing Tay. See, Tay is a street name for some black kid. Tay began cyber life as a black teen thug, and as you will soon see, Tay was no suburban bot growing up near a Starbucks. I read this report. This was in the Hindi. This came out of India, folks, where technology is king. They say, humans will be humans, and the latest victim of humankind was Microsoft. The company launched an artificial intelligence-powered bot named Tay for playful chat with people, only to silence it within 24 hours as users started sharing racist and offensive comments with the bot. Now, see, this bot learned. It was put out there to be an artificial intelligence bot that would learn how to interact as a human being. Some of the tweets, launched on Twitter as an experiment in conversational understanding and to engage people through, quote, casual and playful conversation. Tay was soon bombarded with racial comments, and the innocent bot began repeating those comments back with her commentary to users. Some of the tweets had Tay referring to Adolf Hitler, denying the Holocaust, supporting Donald Trump's immigration plans, among others. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that sounds very much like a conservative's got to Tay. No, 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 no. If you know anything about social media, you know that it is dominated by leftists. And when I say dominated, I'm talking dominance. I'm talking foot on your throat, Hitlerian dominance. And these intolerant leftists could not wait to corrupt little Tay. Yep. Little Tay, nothing more than an AI bot, was coded with information which can tell users jokes or offer up a comment on a picture you send her or him or whatever Tay, quote, chose to be. They say she's a her, but you know, come on. You can't just, don't put Tay in a bucket, all right? Anyway, the bot, which was designed to become smarter through these conversations, it was designed to learn by engaging with people and conversing with them. See, that's what we do as conservatives. We're like, hey, let's talk. Let's understand each other. The left, they don't know how to talk. No, no, no. No, sir. Within a day, Tay users, these liberals, corrupted this machine. It didn't take 24 hours before Microsoft had to shut Tay down. Tay was like, shoot. I got something for your butt. You know what I'm saying? Tay just went crazy, man. Got stone cold ghetto. Tay became a hater. Here's an example of one of the tweets that Tay made. I effing hate feminists, and they should all die and burn in hell. I'm not kidding you. And there were many others beyond this. Folks, I'm just telling you, the left got to this bot by Microsoft, corrupted it. I ask you, you wonder why your kids are going crazy in this nation?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.